Hey loves, thank you so much for tuning back into my podcast. This episode, we have a special guest speaker, Bridget Marie. And just to give a little quick insight on how this came about, Bridget Marie and I have known each other for years. We have formed a friendship. I've attended her connection group that she has weekly. And I receive her daily inspirations every single day. And she started this years back when a friend that she and I both knew took her own life. And it affected us heavily to the point that Bridget told me. She said, you know what? God has spoke to me and he wants me to send out inspirational messages to women and to everyone. And he wants me to start a connection group. So I'm going to start this connection group. And every week we'll meet and we'll talk about our weeks. We'll talk about a scripture and a topic. And we'll just encourage and uplift each other in the same room. And I started going to her connection group. And let me just say, the consistency is there. Bridget has been doing this day in and day out since that moment she spoke those words. She manifested that. And look at her to this day. She's still on that same mission. So I have to give it up to her. She's definitely an inspiration. And just from attending her connection groups and receiving her daily devotionals, I've been moved and touched in so many different ways. We've shared stories with each other. She's helped me in ways that I didn't realize with my relationship with God, certain ways that I could talk to him, certain ways that I can pray to him, and just overall, the intimacy, you know? So it's definitely helped me with that. It's helped me be more open about how I connect with God and when I'm in his presence. So thank you, Bridget, for that. Let me go ahead and give you guys a brief bio about Bridget. So therefore, you guys can familiarize yourself with this wonderful woman. Bridget Marie is a wife, mother, author, motivational speaker, and entrepreneur. Bridget's goal in life is to encourage, inspire, and uplift others daily. Bridget has self-published 4 books, which she is best known for her first book, In God's Presence, a daily devotional. Reaching millions for the kingdom of God is her goal. Bridget finds an outlet through her writing and shares this gift with the world daily through her daily inspirations. Bridget believes so much in women empowerment and women motivating one another that she stands by the slogan, "We are more alike than we are different." Knowing that if you just sit or talk with someone long enough, you will see how much alike you are as women. So go ahead and get your ears wide open and get ready for a wonderful message from Bridget Marie.
Hi everyone, I am Bridget Marie, and I want to give a shout out to Jen for allowing me to just be on her podcast and to share what God has given me to share with you guys for today. I'm going to pray in really quickly, and then I will get to the lesson that God has given me. God, thank you for Jen's podcast. Thank you for her platform, God, and thank you for the women and men who listen in weekly to her podcast. God, I ask that you will send down a special anointing even now, God. I ask that you would decrease me and allow your Holy Spirit to increase even now, God. Let this word not fall on deaf ears or hardened hearts, God. Let this word be immediately applicable to our lives. Even now, God, help us to self-reflect on this lesson, God, as it goes forward, and just allow us to be better because of it, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, so the title of what God gave me to share is Trusting God Through the Process. And the foundational scripture that he gave me is Proverbs 3:5-6. And this is a scripture that we mostly know, we can probably recite. But it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths." Okay. This is difficult for some people to trust God through the process. And it's not, we got to realize that everybody has a process. And my process doesn't look like your process, and your process doesn't look like my process. But every single one of us, we have a process that we uniquely have to go through. And most times when we're going through a process, God is just trying to stretch us. He's trying to grow us. I always try and use the example of a pregnant woman, and a child grows inside of her. And if you talk to most women who have been pregnant, you are uncomfortable. Probably from 4 months to 9 months, you are probably in an uncomfortable space because you are not only looking at yourself from the outside in when you look at the mirror, when you look in the mirror, but you are also stretching from the inside out. So just think of that when you think of your process. Think about a pregnant woman and what you have to go through in order to birth something. And most of the times when we are trusting God through the process, we are trusting Him for something that He wants to birth within us. He wants to birth something within you. Okay, it may be a business, it may be a book, it may be a podcast, it may be a group home, it may be whatever it is that He's placed on the inside of you. And you know, it may be something that He told you like 10 years ago and you have not yet done it, but you're on the verge of doing it. So you have to trust Him through your process. Okay. And I'm going to give 4 points really quickly and just go through it really quickly. Okay. So the first point I have, trusting God is the most important attribute to this faith walk with God. Okay. Faith is trusting God without even seeing it first. Okay. So you have to trust God in order to have, if you say you have faith, you're trusting God. Like, even if it's that mustard seed faith, and that's just a little seed. If you have that much faith, then you're on the right path, I believe. So you have to understand, you have to have an understanding of God's power, His depth, His perfection, of the plan that He has for you. Like, you have to understand how powerful God is, where He's trying to take you, and that His plan is perfect for your life. If once you understand that, once you acknowledge that, you will be able to walk and trust God like no matter what. If He did this today, He gonna do something else 5 years from now. He gonna do something else a month from now. That's going to blow your mind. So what we have to do is we have to rely on God like never before. Like never before. And I know you're probably going through some stuff right now. You may be going through difficult circumstances, difficult situations that you didn't foresee. But guess what? God, He foreseen it. Like, He knew that this was going to happen in your life. He actually put the stamp of approval on it in order for it to take place. We don't realize that most of the time, but if we just take a step back, nothing in this life could happen without God's approval. So that means that you need to start trusting Him. Maybe that's the only reason you're going through this, in order for you to trust Him. Sometimes he allows us to be broken down so that He can rebuild us in a whole new, brand new way. Okay? When we can embrace His plan and process and acknowledge it to be the best possible journey to be on, God makes our plan straight. He makes the path straight. But you have to acknowledge some things. You got to remember that it's a process. It's not going to come with a snap of your finger. Sometimes it's not even going to come right away when you pray about it. You have to trust Him. You have to trust and expect that your prayers are being answered. Trust that God hears you because He does. Trust that God is making a way because He is. I know. It looks rough. It looks rough. And I like to use myself and be transparent. You know, I've been going through a tough time. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, my spirit is still high. I'm still trusting God through the process. And this is what God has been telling me lately. If you would just be obedient. if you just listen to what I'm telling you, and this is the thing, we have to have a keen ear to hear God and hear his plans for us, because guess what? Our plans are not his plans. Our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. So that means that I gotta rely on you, because I'm thinking some crazy stuff that you don't want me to be thinking. I'm about to do some crazy stuff that you don't want me to be doing. You get what I'm saying? That's stepping out of line of his plan. So we have to stay on one accord with God. And then that would allow, that allows us to trust him like never before. Okay. Why is it important to trust God? Trust is an indicator of our heart's condition, reflecting where our loyalty and commitment lies. Trusting God in the midst of our trials and storms shows him that we count on him and not the world. Because this is the thing, even me going through trials and tribulations that I have faced and am still facing today, because I believe and I love the fact that we as people are not perfect, because we can show other people, one, that we're not perfect and we're just like them. To let you know, like, I'm going through some stuff too. It may not look like it, but I am. You know, and I just love the fact that we are imperfect people made by a perfect God. That is like super dope to me. But anyways, getting back to this. Okay, Psalms 27 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. This scripture is basically just saying it is a lot of people out there, other religions, other people who trust in like a statue, something that they was man-made, something that cannot talk back to them. And so be thankful that you believe in a God who talks back to you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who you didn't create, but created you. And that's an indication that you should trust. To me, that's the indicator. I didn't create myself. I don't know what I need to be doing next. I have to trust you. I have to talk to you. I have to rely on you, God. Because I didn't create myself. I can't possibly know what I was created here for unless I talk to the person who created me. That's why you should trust God. If it's no other indicator, that's a whole 100 reasons in itself. Because I didn't create my own self. The next point is consequences of not trusting God. So if you are enduring any of these things, then you're probably not trusting God. Okay. You will have moments of weakness that test your faith and commitment. We know this. Okay. We get tested every single day. Okay. No doubt that trusting in the word leads to failure. Sorry, that is not what it says. No doubt that trusting in the world, not word, in the world leads to failure. We have to, everything that you see is temporary. Every single thing that you see on this earth is temporary. That means that it will fail you. It can fail you. Every single thing. I don't care if it's your parents. I don't care if it's your grandparents. I don't care if it's your best friend. I don't care if it's something on TV that you've seen, an Instagram model, whoever it is, they gonna fail you. That's just how God created it. It's something within us, our sinful nature, our flesh. It'll fail you. So putting your trust in the world is always going to lead to failure. If you're not trusting in God, who are you putting your trust in? Ask yourself that question. If I'm not trusting God, who am I trusting? Am I trusting myself? Am I trusting my parents? Am I trusting my best friend? Who am I trusting if I'm not trusting God? Proverbs 11:28 says, whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf. You got to stop putting all your trust, 100% of your trust in things that are going to fail you. You may have all the money in the world. You may have all the riches in the world. And guess what? It's still going to fail you. It's still not going to get you to heaven. You're still going to be going in circles, and you're still going to end up, guess what? Back where you need to be. But guess what?
in that place, you're going to start trusting God, if that makes sense. I believe that even our failures lead us back, lead us to God. Even you trusting in your parents and trusting in your best friend and trusting in your man or your woman, whatever, that still leads us back to where God intended for us to be in the first place. Because he's going to show you that these people fail you, that these riches fail you, that having all the money, having all the best cars, the best house, that don't mean nothing compared to what he has on the other side of this world. So just remember that the next time that you put in your putting your all your trust and your faith in things that can fail you. Proverbs 28:26 says, when we decide to trust God, there is safety that guards us. Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. So just remember, you trusting in God, it makes a difference. It will make a difference in your life. I know it's hard, and I know it's a process, but it's also something that God intends for you to do in his life. It's a reflection of how much you actually trust him. Trusting him is a reflection of how much you actually, you know, rely on him in your day-to-day life. My last point is this. The benefits of trusting God are these. The benefits of trusting God, they are immeasurable. Like, you cannot measure the benefits of trusting God. But here are some examples of individuals in the Bible who actually did trust God, and the outcome was better than even probably they thought. Okay, so the first one is Daniel, when he was thrown into the lion's den and came out alive, prompting the king to worship God. We have to remember that even when we trust God, it allows other things to like domino effect in our life. So if I start trusting God and other people see that I'm trusting God, they like, well, who is this person that you trusting in? You know, like, how can I be down, basically? So, yeah. The second person is David, when he was faced with Goliath and he conquered the giant. When David faced Goliath, he conquered him. That was trusting God. He might have been trusting in his gifting and his talent, you know, with the slingshot and a rock, but he was trusting God on an immeasurable scale, right? Esther came before the king, even though it could result in death. And guess what she did? Helped save a nation, right? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This is probably one of my favorite stories in the Bible. When they walked into the blazing furnace and came out without a single singed hair. You know, if that happened in this world today, what people would be thinking? If three people walked into a fiery furnace because they trust God that much. They trust God that much. Can you trust God that much to walk into a fiery furnace? Your situation and circumstance may feel like a fiery furnace to you, to your flesh right now. But would you be able to do it in the physical? I don't know. The enemy may whisper sweet nothings into your ear to tempt you away from what is good and right. However, you must stand firm. Okay? Trust God's process. The benefits of doing this will outshine what you can see this side of heaven, but mostly God will be on your side. Okay? So whatever you are going through, and my time is up, whatever you're going through, I'm telling you right now, God has amazing things for you. And you are not going through it alone. You're not alone. God is with you. God sent the Holy Spirit with you. Okay? So you're not alone. You're never alone. Even if it may seem lonely, you are never alone. Okay? So start trusting God like you have never trusted him before. And then see the miracles and blessings that manifest from the trust that you give to God. Watch how God allows things to take place in your life. Just watch. Just watch from you trusting him. And I'm talking to myself just like I'm talking to y'all. Trust him through your process. Because he's not doing nothing to harm you. He's not doing nothing to kill you. He's not doing nothing to destroy you. None of this stuff is so that you will be sad or mad. He's not doing none of that for that. We are emotional people, so of course we're probably going through those emotions. But at the same time, God has so much in store for you. So start trusting him like never before. Your situation is going to get better. Your circumstance is going to get better. It is. It's going to get better. God just wants you to trust him. Let me pray out. And I'm done. Hopefully, y'all got something from me. God, thank you for the lesson that went forward. I ask that it did not fall on deaf ears or hardened hearts, God. Allow us to know that our situations will get better. Allow us to trust you like never before. And even if our circumstances and situations don't come out the way we thought that they should, we thank you for allowing them to come out the way that you thought it should. We know our plans are not your plans, and our ways are not your ways, and our thoughts are not your thoughts. So I thank you, even now, for every single person that's listening to this podcast right now, God. I thank you for putting on the inside of them something that is special, God, something that is unique. I ask that you would send a special anointing down on each one of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.